We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holy shit! That just happened. My God. It's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Good evening, morning, whatever the hell it is. Friends, yinzers, countrymen, welcome in to a post-game AFC North Championship edition of Kabali and Mac. Kaboom is looking nonplussed, but I promise you, he is just as excited as we are. God damn it, they won that game somehow. I don't know how. But they won it. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, 26-24, are victorious over the Baltimore Ravens and our AFC North champions, Mark Kabali. Crack an ice cold iron, baby. Let's go.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Aquafina. It's not very fina. Where is that made at?
I don't know. Chugged half an icy light.
Pure water, perfect taste. What the hell is this made of?
Oh, my God. I have never had so many heart attacks in the last 3 minutes of a game as I did tonight. That instantly.
I see TJ Watt smoking cigars. What was my comment coming in here?
So I read a tweet just a moment ago that TJ said he had to get out of the locker room as quickly as possible because of all the cigar smoke. Probably not good for a guy recovering from lung surgery.
It was bad. They were all having fun. It's a loud. You won't hear any post-game comments coming from the locker room because the music was that loud the entire time. They were celebrating, and rightfully so.
Yes.
Speaking of the smoke, Zach Frazier says, "I'm allergic to cigars."
Like, who's allergic to cigars?
And then he went on to say he has asthma. So, yes.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Well, it was kind of thick. You had to go like this to get through some of that smoke.
It's like being down at Beamer's back in the day. You know what I'm talking about? Pretend like you've never been to Beamer's down in the port.
I've never went there. I was there before it was a strip club. Old draft house in Belle Vernon back in the heyday. I've told that story before where you would just smell like smoke for the next 6 weeks.
You could feel it in the back of your mouth for like a month and a half.
And I was complaining about smoke at the casino earlier today. That's nothing compared to that.
Nothing.
But hey, that's kind of weird.
It was not. It's delicious. It tastes like victory. It tastes like an AFC North division championship for the first time in 5 years. Thanks to our good friend Arch down at Archie's on Carson. Hopefully you were down there watching the game tonight. If you weren't in the Haas at Heinz Field, I'll never call it Acrisure Stadium, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. Thanks to Arch for supporting the show. Get down there tomorrow night or next Monday night. 80-cent wing nights Monday through Thursday nights down at Archie's.
Oh, Archie's going to be kicking next week, huh?
Woo. Next Monday night is going to be insanity. I got icy light all over my desk now. It's a disaster here. That's what I get for trying to chug it like that. I don't know what to say about this. You mentioned the near strip club atmosphere in the locker room with the cigar smoke and the loud music. Mm-hmm. my initial reaction to this thing is that in a rivalry that is full of incredible moments, mm-hmm. incredible games, this game instantly goes on the Mount Rushmore of Steelers-Ravens games.
Yeah.
Up there with the AFC Championship game in, what was it, 2008, am I remembering that correctly? The Troy Polamalu.
It was probably 2009 year, but 2008.
Yeah, January of 2009. The Troy Polamalu pick six against Joe Flacco. Yeah. It goes up there with the Antonio Brown immaculate extension over the goal line on Christmas night.
Santonio Holmes down in Baltimore with the whatever it was. I think that was a couple years before that.
This instantly goes on the Mount Rushmore of Steelers-Ravens games. In no small part, I have to believe the old man who's the chairman for a long time was looking down on that end zone that had just been blessed, kaboom. The end zone that was blessed pregame by this priest. I gotta believe.
Wrong end zone. Oh, yeah, it was that end
zone. And himself, Dan Rooney, was looking down. Just gave that Tyler Loop kick a little extra push off to the side. Look, he's literally blessing the end zone with holy water, the same end zone that Tyler Loop kicked into.
And he was going from left to right, which he let that leak right. So maybe that was the wind. God reached out, just like
yes.
Most.
That's the only thing that explains a win like this in a
that
game.
Or a rookie kicker, right? You know, I heard Justin Tucker was smiling while getting a massage somewhere.
I don't know if you heard Mike Tirico's call of the end of the game yet. I don't know if you could hear it.
No, I did not. I heard Max Starks went nuts. He says, all I did was start screaming, but I didn't
well,
hear.
Mike Tirico's setup was more amazing than the actual call, I guess, in that it's this big, long preamble as Loop is getting ready to line up for the kick. And he's talking about how, you know, the Ravens went out of their way to find this guy after years of having the most accurate kicker in the league's history and Justin Tucker. And they felt he's got the right makeup for like this. And then all of a sudden, boom. And that thing was headed there for a good 30 yards, 35 yards before it just whew, like, one of my drives off the tee just faded and sliced to the right at the very end.
Yeah. Where my vantage point is, I can't see anything because you're basically, I don't even know where I was, 40, 30-yard line. You can't really determine because they black out the screens. So I always look at the kicker. His reaction tells me what needs to be said, what's happened. And instantly, the old rookie with the tight ass went like this. I'm like, he missed it. And my old man would always say his ass probably puckered up like this.
Like that. What was amazing was that the Ravens were in that position after the Calvin Austin touchdown catch. Because at that moment, I think we're all thinking to ourselves, okay, yes, the Ravens have all three timeouts, but, you know, Boz is going to hit this extra point. We're going to be up by three. At the very worst, this thing goes to overtime, and the Steelers get into the playoffs with a tie. So, you know.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, touchdown. As soon as you played that touchdown.
I did. I jinxed the shit. But Boz misses an extra point for the first time in, what, 4 years?
Yeah. Was it close? I didn't see the replay. Once again, I can't really see.
It did exactly, and Tirico mentioned this on the broadcast, actually. It did exactly what a lot of his kicks have been doing lately, where it slices off to the right. A lot like the way Loops did, actually. Slices off to the right at the very end. So I'm not sure what caused the Boz miss. Such a rarity for him, but it happened, and he got bailed out by, like you said, a rookie kicker whose rear end puckered up about that tight.
Puckered up.
In the biggest moment of the year. And what's wilder than the fact that they were in that position is that multiple times, and I don't want to get into too many negatives because there were some.
There was one, yes. Yeah, there's one player maybe, but I don't want to mention any names. Jalen Ramsey,
Raylan Jamsey, yeah.
What the hell he was doing?
I don't know. A few times tonight, he did not have a great moment. I don't know if it was his coverage responsibility on the first deep ball to Zay Flowers, or if that actually was supposed to be Patrick Queen running down the middle with their number one wide receiver. I don't know if it was Ramsey's responsibility on the second Zay Flowers.
That's tough. You know, I think the first one's tough. Is that a broken play? You're just trying to, you know, everything's out the window. Responsibility's there. So you might have to give him a pass on that one because he should have been sacked, right? Is that the one we're talking about?
That's Highsmith and Benton were both there and should have taken him down. So I don't know. Maybe you can excuse that one, and that was the bigger problem on that play. But then to go back to the Isaiah Likely catch that set up the field goal attempt, Jalen Ramsey Jalen Ramsey is one of the most ball aware players in the game, and he just completely misplayed the ball.
Well, he just wanted to set up a dramatic finish is all he wanted to do. And you know, wait, let me hear, where's those Aaron Rodgers haters at? They're not anymore, huh?
This is
why you freaking sign him.
Exactly why you sign a guy like Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers showed up when you needed him to. And people are going to bitch about the timeouts. The guy literally couldn't hear anything in his helmet. I had a couple people say, well, just call a play. Well, because he's got three tackles and three tight ends out there, and they probably got like four guys or four plays they can run out of that formation. It was a bad look, but you can't blame him in that moment, I don't think, or at least after the fact. You can't blame him. And here's the really important part. He was excellent in the second half. Mm-hmm. 16 of 22 for 194 yards and two touchdowns in the second half.
Yep, he was on. I mean, one, trust me, a lot of those receivers were not open for the most part of the game.
I mean, the throw to Thielen is insanity. Like, that is – it whizzes right past – the corner's ear, and right where only Thielen can catch it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, with DK coming back now, that should change this whole dynamic of this team. Got to give guys like Calvin Austin some credit. You got to give, I mean, what have we been screaming? I don't know what you've been saying, but I said the key to this game coming in is not difficult. Throw the ball to 14, throw the ball to 88. And try to convert some third downs with 16 and run the ball. Well, they forgot to run the ball until the second half, but that's where your money was at. And for their, you know, give them credit, those guys played a whole hell of a lot, especially number 88, and he made some big plays. And I think I saw a smile on his face in the locker room.
On 88's face, yeah, you would think so. Yeah, it's funny what happens when you throw the ball to the tight end. It's wild. One target in the first half, and it fell incomplete, but Pat Freiermuth ends up with three catches for 51, including once a massive again, one late to get them down inside the 10.
Huge plays when they needed big plays. I mean, still, Aaron likes to throw to Valdes-Scantling a little bit too much, but, you know, we can probably maybe not worry about that now moving forward a little bit. Who's the happiest guy ever? DK Metcalf, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, whoo. MVS actually ended up with five catches on seven targets. He was a little shaky.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
On one or two of them, but he caught them. Yeah, he won't have nearly as much of an impact, I wouldn't think, next Monday night against the Texans.
And Jaylen Warren running the ball well, offensive line playing well. You think about it, two things. I mean, you had a couple I would consider almost fluke plays, right? How can Highsmith and Benton miss Jackson that returns into a touchdown is beyond me.
Yeah.
But it happens. And, you know, a couple long passes that just like, wow, that likely throw is just a – it was a good throw, better catch. I mean, you can consider that luck fortunate for them, but you have to consider Steelers being fortunate for not having number 14 out there for the Ravens. You know, once he went out with that concussion, things seemed to change a little bit. Kyle Hamilton is a dog.
We could talk about the difference between the first half and the second half, but you're exactly right. The biggest difference in this game was Kyle Hamilton going out with the concussion, because that did create more space in the secondary, especially for a guy like Pat Freiermuth. And Rodgers was able to push the ball downfield a little bit. I know Hamilton isn't, you know, he's not a free safety anymore. No. He plays up in the box a little bit more, but he's all over the field. As soon as he reads pass, he's reading to see where the ball is going to go, and he's all over it usually. He's a ball hawk. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers in the second half, I would think most of these came after Hamilton left the game, on passes 10 or more yards down the field, 10-plus air yards, 4 of 7 for 98 yards, and a touchdown, including the Calvin Austin touchdown. So they were able to push the ball downfield, which is what worked against Baltimore in the first matchup, but they were able to do it this time without DK.
Yeah, but Derrick Henry's second half numbers, 5 carries, 14 yards.
Awful. Awful. And I know a lot.
They only had 20 plays maybe in the second half. But.
So that those things go hand in hand, I think, in a big way. And I'm gonna give credit to someone here in a second who deserves it. First, thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show. They've been with us since the very beginning. We appreciate them every single day. Your furnace needs checked out. It's not doing what you want it to do. They'll come on over and do that for you. Message them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH. Or give them a call at 412-297-1852. Thanks to Impact HVAC for supporting the show. First of all, time of possession was huge. The Steelers dominated it in this game to the tune of like 9-plus minutes more than the Ravens. You mentioned just the difference in the number of plays run in the second half. The Steelers had another massively dominant, maybe not on the scoreboard as much as some past weeks, another dominant third quarter.
Yeah. Third quarter, I could tell you the stats here in a second. I mean, at one point, I was just keeping track of what they had. What was it, like 3 drives for like 190 yards, 31 plays, and the Ravens had 3 plays. But the third quarter alone, you're looking team stats third quarter. Ooh, total net yards, 18 yards for Baltimore on 8 plays in the third quarter. You know what? I was asking around, too, to some of the guys about what affected that non-touchdown right before the half where they got turned away.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what, in some way, that gave us confidence because we knew we can move the ball. After that, we're like, it's just going to happen now. We have the confidence we can move the ball. They come out right from halftime, went down the field. Did they score the touchdown on the first one? Or
yeah.
Or was it a field goal? I can't remember. No, it was a touchdown. Then they had the interception by Watt.
Yeah.
And I still think Highsmith, your buddy, do you want to trade it, deflected that. It might have been a double tip. It might have been Hayward / Highsmith tipped it, and you give it to the first guy. It could have been. I thought Highsmith tipped it. But, hey, they didn't play their best game, but they didn't have their best players out there. They found a way to win, and it doesn't really matter if they win by 1 or 100. I don't care if they would have
tied.
I don't care if they missed on a rookie kicker. You win and you move on. And it's a whole new ball game here next week.
Dub's a dub. That's all it counts for. And they had one more than the Ravens this year, so they go to the playoffs. That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, Ravens defense stinks, but I mean, this offense that's very, very limited would still be able to put up a bunch of yards on this team. Maybe it had something to do with Hamilton, but this defense is flawed. Steelers just got beat by a couple, three long plays, really, right?
Well, and
50,
that's
43, 25, probably 70% of their yards came for four plays. I'm just guessing, but I bet it's close.
Yeah, they hit on a lot of big plays. There was a little Lamar magic sprinkled in where, like you said, he dodged the sack, spun out of a couple other close ones to turn them into big plays. There's a really good point from 1970s child on the YouTube chat. Ravens have no pass rush at all this year. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how effective Rodgers and the offense are against Houston next Monday night, who have the best pass rush in the league, probably, or one of the two or three best pass rushes. Mm-hmm. But they will have DK back.
But, you know, the Texans have a pretty doggone good cornerback, too. So this game's going to be who has the better offense, you know, who can muster the 10, 14 points. I don't think CJ Stroud and those guys.
I think it's a race to 20.
Yeah, if that, you know.
Yeah, that's the way I look at next Monday night. We got a whole week to talk about that one. I wanted to go back to the difference between the first half and the second half, because you mentioned Kyle Hamilton. Obviously, that's a big loss. You can't take that out of the equation. But it can't be ignored what you mentioned about Derrick Henry, 14 yards on five carries in the second half.
Yeah, they only had 20 plays, though.
Right. But I think it's really important to note that Cam Hayward had an absolutely monster second half of this game.
Before that, apparently pregame, he gave one of the win one for the Gipper pregame speeches that almost had everybody in tears.
Then
he went up and backed it up too.
I got the feeling watching he and Tomlin embrace immediately after the game, and Tomlin kind of held him close and said something to him that this. I'm not going to predict this, but that this might be Cam's last ride.
It might be. I mean, Connor was talking about afterwards. I said, well, you give your brother some shit on that play at Tush Push where you hit him too far. He goes, yeah, and he was making fun of that. But then he also said that, you know, it really affected me that this pregame speech because I'm not going to say he retired, but he is getting older. I'm like,
Give it the old rock eyebrow.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, he went out there. I mean, the stats probably don't tell you what he did. He probably was playing with a injured leg when he got that first play of the game, Derrick Henry. He went down. I think he got a contusion on his leg or something.
Yeah.
It had to hurt him as well. But, hey, what else did they do? I mean, they gave up big plays. We understand that. But they put Herbig. Watt was limited a lot today. A lot.
Yeah.
And Highsmith on the field at the same time.
Which was huge. That's what led to the first sack of Jackson. That's what led to a ton of pressure tonight. And I think maybe some confusion as well. That was one of the biggest fundamental differences in this game. The Ravens had no pass rush. The Steelers had a quality pass rush. And look, Lamar Jackson is always good for a few plays a game where he breaks away from what looks like a sure sack. Somebody's got him in their grasp in the backfield, and he slips away and makes something happen. That's just the magic of Lamar Jackson. So it's going to happen two, three times every week with him.
But I thought, wait. You wanted Tyler Huntley to play, so.
Yeah, I did. Shut up.
Again, wow. Highsmith and him, though. Wow.
Shut up about High. You keep perpetuating this, and it's at the point now where, like, people are going to start walking up to me in the street being like, I heard you wanted to trade Highsmith, Jag. Because you just make stuff up.
I'm sure Justine, don't call him Justin, can find the clip of you saying that.
Somebody can go back in the archives and search it up if they want to. And I'm sure it's not there because I never said to trade Alex Highsmith, you liar. Anyway.
What is luck? You know, Steelers guy, what is luck on the comments? Luck is what, you know, where they say luck is preparation
luck is
meets
make it.
Preparation meets opportunity.
There you go. I think that's something like that. More eloquent way of putting it.
I mean, luck. You don't think that Lamar Jackson was lucky escaping the Herbig betting sandwich and throwing a 60-yard touchdown?
No, there were plenty of lucky moments on both sides, I thought. Like, this is just the way Steelers-Ravens games go in the last couple weeks of the year. Like, they just, this is the way they go. You never know what the hell is going to happen. And just when you think you know how it's going to end, it goes the other way. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be late in the season. Look at the win back in Baltimore last month, November, whatever it was. Isaiah Likely catches a ball in the end zone, but he doesn't put a third foot down. It comes loose. I mean, you can call that luck if you want to. When two teams are as closely matched as these two teams constantly are, those little moments are going to make a difference. And
I'm
so,
just wondering. I wonder if they had Metcalf, if this game would have been even that close.
I don't know. I'm really curious to see how Metcalf affects things next Monday night, obviously. Like I said, we'll have a whole week to talk about that, but I worry that maybe they get too enamored with the idea of having DK Metcalf back and don't decide to run the ball. There were times tonight that I was literally
the entire first half
yelling at my television, just hand it to Warren. You know, they get down to the goal line, and you mentioned, you know, getting stopped on fourth down at the end of the second quarter. Just turn around and hand it off to the bowling ball covered in razor blades that is Jaylen Warren, and let him just power it up in there.
At one play, he broke five tackles.
He never
10 or 12 yards, five tackles.
The man never goes down on first contact. Never. And yet they continue to get in these third and fourth and short situations. And they want my 12-year-old son watching the game looked at me and said, why did they pitch it 5 yards backwards to Kenny Gainwell? What are they doing? Like when a 12-year-old recognizes it, for God's sake.
I think it was the right concept and they just didn't pull it off because the freaking 24 never, you know. I think Freiermuth missed sort of a tackle on that play.
Well, Pat was out there with two guys. He was
two
dudes at the same time.
I think 24 was supposed to be left free so Kenny Gainwell could work his magic, but the guy Freiermuth missed, I think, might have helped him out so he couldn't cut it back inside. Still, at that point, that's where you need DK Metcalf, right?
And there, well, yeah, that certainly would have helped. High point one to DK and let him come down with it. But there, this is a recurring theme now throughout this season of why don't you just lean into the run game when you see it gaining momentum? Like,
because your quarterback threw for 300 yards.
No. I'm totally satisfied that Aaron Rodgers did exactly what you expect Aaron Rodgers to do in these situations. Do I like the fact that he had to throw the ball 47 times? No, I do not. But it worked because that's what Aaron Rodgers can do. You put the game in his hands, and he can steal one for you.
They had 25 more plays, Steelers.
It's crazy how much – and that's
– time of possession is about 10 minutes more, 9 minutes more.
Yeah. So
– this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Look, they need to understand that in certain moments, like on that drive where they got down to the goal line at the end of the second quarter, what was it? It was handoff to Warren. I think three or four plays in a row. And then all of a sudden, it's fourth and one. Warren comes out, Kenny G comes in. Nothing against team MVP Kenny Gainwell, but it's fourth and one. You got two options there. Hand it off to Warren and let him burrow up inside, or go back to the tush push again.
You know, between Gainwell and Warren, they had 13 catches for about 100 yards.
So, which I think you said earlier in the game, had to do that because the Ravens had zero respect for the Steelers wide receivers.
And probably rightfully so. I mean, except the Calvin Austin play, but, you know, it would have been nice if somebody was within 15 yards of him, but
The dude slipped. I forget who it was.
Did he?
He went, it was a great, I'll say this. It was a great route by Calvin Austin because it was a stop and go. And when he stopped, that corner came up to meet him and just lost his feet.
Should have wore the screw-ins.
Should have.
It's his fault. I mean, the field's hard because it's freaking been 0 degrees for the past 3 weeks. Don't be complaining about this field. It's probably the best field it's ever been. It's probably fast track.
This is freaking hard. This is better than it's looked for a lot of games in the past. So, yeah, I'll take this field. Thanks to our good friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show. They're getting in Kaboom's house doing some work as soon as they're done over there with his expansive estate where they've got to paint all over the place. They'll be over to my place to do some work as well because they do it all. Interior, exterior, residential. They'll do commercial and industrial painting as well. They do the drywall repair beforehand. They do it all, and they do a fantastic job. You want to get a quote, an estimate today, they'll do it for free. They'll come on out, tell you exactly what they can do. Go to HigginsProfessional.com or call them at 412-344-0480. So what else have we not touched on? The tush push that didn't work in the first half. From like fourth and two.
It worked
for a yard and a half.
It worked for the touchdown.
It did work for the touchdown. I mean, I like Tomlin's answer after the game of, well, we needed to replace a big body with a big body. So had to replace Darnell. We went with Cam.
Yeah. Cam was a little early on the first one.
Since you don't get to hear the play by play in the press box, I guess you don't know. And I'm sorry to keep you up. You don't know what Tirico, or I guess it was Collinsworth, coined it. He coined it as the brotherly shove, just like the one in Philly, because you've got Cam shoving Connor up over the line.
Normally, growing up, would be the other way around. I'm sure Cam, I guess he's used to that. What am I talking about? Cam's probably shoving Connor all over the place all the time growing up.
Probably.
I think he was just fired up a little bit. I mean, he needed Connor to take a couple steps before you shove him, but he sort of like picked him up and tried to throw him over, and it didn't seem to work out very well. Although I think it was a bad spot, but it still wasn't good enough for a first down, even if it was. So, I mean, you know, I still come back to some of the Rodgers stuff too, man. How fired up he was when his helmet wasn't working. He's like, Mason comes out and gives him the freaking play card or whatever, and he just flings it and like, get the shit out of here. Then they gave him a new helmet. He's calling timeout. And he gets the helmet back. He's just fired up. I was talking to, who forget it was, Mason McCormick, because he got the ball back with 2.5 minutes. And Aaron looked at us and said, it gave us too much time.
He was right. And credit to Mason McCormick, by the way, for an awesome block on the Kenneth Gainwell touchdown run. I mean, he is a massive human. And he got out there quick and turned his guy just enough to the inside that Gainwell had the extra step, and all he needed was the extra step to get himself into the end zone. This offense, and I can't decide if it's only when Rodgers is in sort of, not hurry up, but no huddle. This offense looks so much better when they're going with some kind of tempo. They just look like they – I don't know if they get in more of a flow. I don't know if they caught the Ravens in substitution patterns or what it was. But when Rodgers gets going in that rhythm, they're very hard to slow down.
Yeah, just think if they had somebody to throw it to.
Yeah, which they will next Monday night.
If you have Metcalf, you have Austin, healthier Austin, you have Thielen and Miller doing that third down stuff, and all of a sudden you reimagined, not reimagined, figure out who number 88 was and throw it to, you know, 14 and 30. All of a sudden you might have something cooking here.
So
it's going to be a little different next week, of course, because
it's going to be different. But here's, wow. And again, I don't want to get too negative because they just won the division. And it's
did they win it or did the Baltimore lose it?
Why you got to be like that?
Well, because most people look at the final last play and say, oh, we lost it.
But, you could look at it that way, but
you could say the Steelers went down and put themselves in position to win it. And that field goal should have only been high in the game, to be honest with you. So
yeah,
I'm fine with a 1-point win, 2-point win of them. They don't give a shit.
No,
they care.
They got the hats and the t-shirts. They're going to play next weekend. Baltimore isn't.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you won, you won.
So I don't want to be too negative. I don't. But I need to see Arthur Smith come up with something that is able to highlight the talents of all of the skill position guys that he's got available to him. Do you remember a conversation we had way back in, God, I think it might have been after the Jets game in week one. And we talked about how they got all these different guys involved, right? Warren had a touchdown. Austin had a touchdown. Jonnu had a touchdown. Everybody was touching the football at some point. And it's like we've gotten sort of tunneled into this lane where every week there's a focus on one or two guys. You're getting DK back next Monday, okay? You've got Metcalf. You've got this sort of complement of this group of secondary wide receivers, right? Austin, Thielen, MVS, Miller, all these guys. You've still got both Muth and Jonnu at tight end. You've got Gainwell and Warren. You've got all these different weapons you can use. I want to see Arthur Smith actually go back to what he was doing early in the year. I don't know if you remember. It was the Jets game. I want to say it was the Patriots game as well, even though that ended up being a win because of a lot of New England turnovers, where he would pepper all kinds of different targets early in the game. And then in the second half, they would lean in on whichever guy was having the best day. And lately, it feels like we've gotten away from that, and it's just tunnel vision on one specific target or a couple of guys. And with DK back, it should be, hey, let's spend the first drive or two, obviously trying to move the ball and score, but let's figure out where their soft spots are and where we can make the most hay and where we can take advantage of things and then beat that into the ground.
Well, didn't they do that against Detroit? I mean, these last two games, when you're very, very limited of what you're able to do, you're just trying to find anything to possibly work. So I wouldn't quite read that into an entire season's worth of failures here.
No, I mean, but when the offense hasn't been good, it's felt like they've been too focused on one particular target or set of targets. When they have performed well, like you said, the Detroit game, it's because they've had a myriad of options available to them.
Yeah, I mean, they should have those options back. I mean, I thought Arthur was in a pretty much of a good – I mean, how much of it was Arthur and how much it was Aaron? It was in pretty good rhythm there for about a quarter and a half in the second half there. I thought he was really feeling what they needed to do and was really calling it well. I mean, it doesn't make up for the first half, for a couple three and outs and looking bad. But, I mean, you have to find – you don't know what's going to work. You don't know if MVS is going to do anything. You don't know what Thielen can do in a certain situation he's in. So it's almost a filling out period with this group of eligibles. I mean, Jonnu Smith, whatever. I mean, he's not really much part of this anymore. Anyway, so I think that's what it is, just filling it out, see what works. Now, yeah, he should go back to, hey, this is a game plan I want to do that's going to work against the Houston Texans rather than I'm going to have to potentially cover for this guy because he's not this good here and this guy's not this very good here. So I think it should be a lot different with Mike, of course.
Justin wants to point out that they did have almost 400 yards of offense. I know. They looked fantastic in the second half, Justin. I'm not arguing against that. And I think in that second half, it was – dialing in on what targets were working. It was
the problem
passes to Gainwell. It was handing off to Warren. It was finding Freiermuth in the middle of the field. And then you got one to Calvin Austin late. Like, all of that stuff, spreading the ball out, finding what works. So, it's, again, it's not a complaint so much as a worry about this offense that you can't afford to play an entire first half like you did the first quarter and a half tonight against a defense like Houston, because they'll just torture Rodgers.
Yeah, it was very unusual, too. I mean, the Steelers had 73 plays. Typically, a really telling stat is yards per play. Steelers at 5.3, Ravens at 7.5. That number usually would indicate a Baltimore win. So if you're looking at the numbers of 400 yards, yeah, 400 yards is good, but 5.3 yards per play really isn't the best thing here. So they need to work on that efficiency a little bit better. But, you know, this very well, you talk about luck. If you don't have a couple blown coverages, this game could have been a blowout. I mean, going back to the luck argument, I mean, honestly, they scored on a lucky throw that he should have been sacked on. One where he, I guess both of them, weren't they?
Yeah.
That where he escaped and was able to throw. And the first play of the game, and even the, who else? There was another big play by them. And they had a couple big plays. That's something you can't
do. The likely play at the end to set
honestly, nine out of 10 times, they probably lose this game just by what the stats tell you. 100-yard rusher, 250 yards, four or five big plays, only one turnover by them. Hopefully you don't lose that to those games.
Yeah, you give up that many big plays, you're probably going to lose a game that's this close more often than not. They did win the turnover battle, which is another – that was one of the reasons that I didn't mind the idea of Lamar Jackson playing in this game over Tyler Huntley, because Lamar is always good for one or two boneheaded moves with the football against the Steelers. And he did it again tonight, resulted in the TJ Watt interception. You mentioned the big plays and the blown coverages. Anthony on Facebook said he wanted to ask about the secondary. Blown coverage or miscommunication? Ramsey looked like he gambled on the first one, but the second one, he looked across the field like someone else was supposed to be there. They got to clean it up.
He probably jumped. Yeah, I think he was assuming it was a pretty much an all-out blitz that Lamar was going to get rid of the ball. So I think he anticipated wrong, if I'm just a guessing person right now. Of course, I don't know this. So it's just what it looked like. He was trying to get up, and I don't even know who was running the cross.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Sure. I mean, it might have been, I don't know who it was.
Might have been likely. I can't remember now.
He was trying to make a play to keep him in front of the sticks, and he ends up getting burnt.
Yeah.
You can't allow that to happen if you're a safety, right? You can't.
Look at those numbers in the fourth quarter, though. 11 of 14 for Rodgers for 133 in the touchdown to Calvin Austin.
I'm telling you, I said this when they freaking signed him. I said, you want Aaron Rodgers, maybe not for the regular season. You want him for the postseason, see what he can do, because he can be a difference maker. I consider this a postseason game.
It was.
He can be a difference maker. I mean, you think he was scared out there? He's played 300 freaking games. He hasn't thrown an interception in 200 and – wow, how many throws did he have tonight? 235 consecutive passes he hasn't thrown an interception?
And a good point. Do that in the first quarter. Whatever's working late in games, do that in the first quarter. Pretend the first three drives of the game are the last three drives of the game.
You know, pisses me off is that stupid stat. Well, the Steelers have only scored 7 points in the first more than
they haven't scored 10 points or more in the first quarter in like 3 years.
I don't give a shit. How many times did they freaking go on defense first? Let me see that number in comparison. They probably have only had one drive a lot of times.
Wouldn't you like there to be a game where they actually work from ahead the entire time and get a lead early? And then we're not sitting here shitting bricks for an entire fourth quarter?
I'm sure. I mean, how fun would that be then?
It'd be great, because then I wouldn't have to have an EKG stress test attached to my heart every single time I watch a damn Steelers game. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. Go out, go up 10-0, and win a game 27-13, for God's sake.
Well, the Ravens went up 10-0. How'd that treat them?
Shut up.
Oh, it's true. I mean, by the way, we still firing Tomlin. I can't remember what day it is.
Probably not now. Probably not now. Does he get an extension now? Ooh, there's a conversation.
Maybe half the team, staking half the team, right?
Man, what about
you can argue all you want about Tomlin, whatever. My point is, let's just wait till the season plays out. I mean, why do we have to do this every time they lose? Fire him. Let's just wait. There's an excuse in Cleveland. There's an excuse.
What's the excuse in Cleveland?
Did you DK see those and receivers? DJ? You see those receivers? I don't think I bet you how many snaps you think TJ played today? There was 50.
Well, they only played 41 defensive snaps or something.
Total plays, 48 plays.
Okay.
I bet you he was at 20.
You think that's it?
I don't think it was much more than that. 24?
Was he coming 50%? Off? I'll be honest. I couldn't tell as much from home because they don't always cut back to the play in time to recognize who's out there before the snap. I did see him at one point, like kind of grabbing his side, like where you would think the incision was for this collapsed lung.
Oh, you know what? I creeped on that the other day and I couldn't tell. He walked through the locker room without any shirt on. I looked like a freaking loser. I'm like, where's this incision at?
Were you being a creep again?
That's probably just a goddamn little hole or something, they, you know, arthroscopic, and you can't see it. I thought there'd be a Band-Aid on it or something. I shouldn't say that out loud, but yeah. Like, where's that incision at, TJ?
Creep. Big creep.
I wonder why Cole Holcomb doesn't want us in the locker room.
Is that everybody or just you?
I think he thinks we're all freaking pecker checkers, I think. I think that's the exact word he used one time. Like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Man.
Who did he say this to?
To the whole group when he walked. This was months ago. This might have been last year. Maybe it was last year.
Pecker checkers.
It might have been something like meat watchers or meat. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't care.
So what was I talking about? Oh, TJ.
TJ's incision that I was creeping on.
Yeah. I don't know. It looked to me like he was out there a good bit. I did see him off on the sideline towards the middle of one drive. But it didn't feel like he was missing a ton of plays. We'll get the snap counts probably first thing in the morning. But yeah, I didn't notice him running on and off the field a whole lot. You probably would have noticed.
Later in the game, he was a lot of third downs, only rush downs. The touchdown, I believe, the last one, he was a half a step slow. And I'm thinking if it was 100% TJ, if he gets to Lamar, at least he'll be able to knock the ball out of his hands or something. That's the first thing I noticed.
Was one of the first thoughts I had, too. Like, if he's 110%, does he get to Lamar before he lets go of that ball?
Yet he still somehow finds the ball when it's deflected around by three people from the – Hayward to Herbie.
That's what they do.
Ronnie Stanley says, I'll make it a lot easier for you, so let me bat it up in the air to you, TJ.
hold on. Come on. This is what I do. See, on a night like this, when we're having a good time and the Steelers just survived the Ravens.
Fire pony. I like that.
In an AFC North championship game, we get this. if we lose the playoff game, nothing's different. Haven't done anything yet. Glad I was wrong about this game. But if we lose or get dog walk next week, it's just more of the same.
Okay, Matt, guess what? I did a little research, and I've been saying this for a while now. Over the past 3 years, regular seasons, five teams have had back-to-back-to-back 10-win seasons. Can you name all five of them?
No, even though I saw your tweet earlier today. So
the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, come on. I was going to try and guess a couple. So five teams in the last three seasons.
Consecutive 10-win seasons.
Have had consecutive 10-win seasons. Okay.
Only three Philly. Teams. Five teams. Philly.
L.A.
Rams.
Rams, yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hang with me. Philly, Rams, not the Packers, not the Lions, not the Bears. Shit. San Francisco? Dang. All right, who am I forgetting? Not Kansas City.
Nope.
Chargers?
Nope. Buffalo. Damn.
Wait, there's five teams?
Well, I said five, including now the Steelers, too, now.
No, I know, no. I'm trying to think of the other two now.
Four and the Steelers.
Okay, so I got the Rams. I got the Eagles. There can't be two others.
Rams, Eagles, Bills, and Steelers. Yeah. And who does the Pittsburgh Steelers
Houston
play?
Texans.
There you go, brother.
Wow.
What I'm saying is you got five teams over the past 3 year span that's won 10 games, and we're complaining like this team is 4-13 every year. I understand the playoffs. No. I understand that they haven't won forever. But, my goodness, they're winning 10 games three consecutive years. They're up there with the Eagles, the Rams, the Bills.
I will say this. I am guilty of in the first quarter when Henry ripped off the 41-yard run and then the Ravens were up 10-0. I tweeted this. Nothing has changed. This is the same shit from a year ago.
Yeah, because you're a yinzer. That's why.
Well, no, because nothing had changed, quite literally. It was the same crap as a year ago. The script did get flipped in the second half, and they shut down Henry, and they had the quarterback necessary to go down the field and score a couple times in the fourth quarter and do what needed to be done to win. So I'll own that I'm a yinzer, and sometimes I react like a yinzer. But there was reason to be frustrated after that first quarter of play.
First play, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to run, and you give up 41 yards on the first effing play?
Yeah, that was
what
bad.
What the hell are you doing?
They have to come out of the gate quicker against Houston next week. So we'll see how that goes. Like I said, we got a whole week to talk about that one because it's not until next Monday night. Thanks to our good friends at the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. They've been the best on board since the very beginning. They're here to help you make buying and selling a home in the Pittsburgh area a whole lot less stressful than it should be. Go check them out online, heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. The Dan Heck team, all there, ready, willing, and able to help you buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. And like I said, kaboom, we got a whole week to talk about the Texans. So we'll save some of that for later in the week.
Oh, I just found some bad news. Steve Sheets died.
Who's Steve?
The guy that invented Sheets.
Oh, like the Sheets? Like S-H-E-E-T-Z?
Steve Sheets, business leader and philanthropist, dies. Oh. Like,
that's sad. You think we'll get free MTOs for a week? Something like that? Like in honor of Steve Sheets? That's probably
more than 800 stores across seven states. They're taking over.
That was probably a selfish thought by me, maybe getting a free Schmisket because poor Steve died.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Steve Sheets. I never knew his name was Sheets. I go to Sheets way too much.
Are they going to have a funeral instead of a funeral?
Maybe they'll have $7 candy bars that my kid picks out.
Who's paying $7 for a candy?
I saw Ray Fittipaldo at Sheets. He brings his kid down by my place to have baseball something. Okay. He was in his Sheets, and I was BS with him. The kid's like, can I get a candy bar? I'm like, yeah, whatever. I go and get it, and I'm talking to him, and it comes up at like $4.50. I'm like, what the hell?
Why is Ray bringing his kid all the way out to our neck of the woods for baseball.
It's right across from the sheets on Curry Hollow, I guess.
Ray lives out in practically West Virginia.
You. I hear you. But apparently this
What the hell is he doing?
He does it like 3-4 times a week and just sits in sheets.
He just sits at sheets and waits for the lesson to be over.
I told him go up to Duncan. I said go down to Panera. Anywhere. It's like a couple hours too. It's not like it's like a couple times a week for a couple hours. But I
look to Applebee's, get something to eat. God, I mean, I guess it's the same quality as sheets, and sheets is probably a buck or two cheaper.
Don't.
Come on, they could be a future sponsor. You don't know.
Not anymore.
No, you just ruined it. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Kaboom's got a story to write, and it's already after 1 a.m., so he's going to go do that. I'm going to go get a couple hours of sleep. We'll be back later in the week, probably Wednesday, to start prepping you for Steelers Texans on Monday night next week. I mean, the record of Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday nights, Kaboom, is...
I've been lost since I was in high school.
Right. So
maybe not even high school. I might have been in element junior high.
This will be the first Steelers playoff game on a Monday night, though, won't it?
I think they played Buffalo one year on a Monday night.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and check that. I think you're wrong. But either way, at home on a Monday night in the playoffs, here we go. Going to get it done. Going to feel good. Not sure who they'll play in the next round, but we'll talk about the Texans and the wild card game all this week. Make sure you're following on all the social media at Kabali and Mac. Make sure you've subscribed on YouTube and set those notifications. Turn them on as well so you don't miss anything all this week as we get ready for a Steelers, the AFC North champs for the first time in 5 years. Get ready for a home playoff game against the Houston Texans. Thanks to all the ins for staying up late with us. This is Kabali and Mac. See you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.